This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ESP on the phone from his home on WIP.
Wow.
That's what we do here. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Chris.
That was loud.
Yeah. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Big parties and big events like this. Always better at Chickie's and Pete's. Book your next one at chickiesandpetes.com. It is Friday at 3 o'clock, so we're joined by the one and only Elliot Shore Parks of the Go Birds podcast, brought to you by Robin Ford. Online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are so cheap, cheap. Hello, Elliot.
Man, it's weird to talk to you guys on the phone. I feel like I'm always in person now, but got to hear the song, so I guess that makes it worth it.
Yeah, it's been a very Elliot training camp for the WIP afternoon show.
Isn't it always, though? Isn't it always?
Well, I see why you say that you like training camp more than the season and even the Super Bowl.
This is your time.
Yeah, this is Elliot really shining.
People seem to really take the win-loss record. Yeah, people are very.
I know.
Yep.
Have you factored in that they're human beings yet, Elliot, or no?
Yeah,
that is true. They are human. Something to consider.
So, Elliot, I heard your debate with James Seltzer this morning on your assessment of training camp and what it might mean for the season. Could you just, and we had the conversation yesterday, but could you, in a sort of concise and direct way, just say what you've seen from camp and what you think it means for the season?
Yeah, I mean, tough to maybe do in a short, concise way, but I would say
what I mean.
Yeah,
just
no,
in a direct way, without me interrupting or anything like that.
So I think there's two different things that would worry me so far in training camp, and this isn't about just against the Browns, which I did think the Browns was concerning and get for those 2 days of practice, but it definitely stood out against Cleveland that they have issues in the secondary. Number one, like, the defense was not good on the second day. I did not think the corners were good. Even Quinyon wasn't great on the second day. So that's definitely one thing that I think has stood out so far in training camp. Their corner spot is an issue. I would also say, though, for everyone that's like, training camp doesn't matter. Maybe. Who knows? But what I know is when I watch a quarterback have a great training camp, it normally leads to a great season. So when I'm watching Jalen over 2 days against the Browns get outplayed by Joe Flacco, like, that's concerning to me. So that really, so far, is what I would say, like, has encapsulated camp, is just they've not been as good as I expected. And frankly, I wonder if they've been as good as they've expected. Like, they probably would have hoped somebody would win the cornerback job, would win the safety job, and they probably wish the offense was playing better than it was right now.
Somebody will win the cornerback job and the safety job. They will win it. Just give it more time.
Course. Someone has to be out there, but I think
exactly. That's the point I'm making.
Yeah, but that's not probably what we were saying into camp. Like, I remember watching Kelee Ringo and OTAs, leaving the mandatory mini camp practice and saying, that guy today on the practice field stood up and played great, made big plays, and he looks like he's ready to win the job. And obviously that has not happened. Like, I've really not left many days of training camp saying, wow, that was a great day from Adoree Jackson, or that was a great day from Kelee Ringo. So you're right. Like, against Dallas, someone's going to be out there at corner. But to me, it doesn't look like they've gotten a performance from a corner where they've gone out and you know, grabbed the job.
Well, I want to see the young man they traded for last week, tomorrow. So, yeah, I want to get a chance. Yeah, we'll get a chance to see what he looks like.
Well, another name, I agree. I think tomorrow he's definitely one player to like, clearly keep an eye on. I think it'll be very interesting to see if Adoree Jackson plays. Like, if he's not suited up, that could be obviously a pretty clear indication of where that is. He took a lot of first-team reps in the two practices against the Browns, so seeing if he's out there will be important. But another name to put on everyone's radar for tomorrow is Mack McWilliams. Like, he's taking outside cornerback reps now. He was with the second team on the outside corner. I don't know if he can win the job, but if no one else is going to grab it, like, he has a shot. So he is definitely somebody I think more people should be talking about and definitely somebody to watch tomorrow.
I think one of the most interesting points you have made that made me think, actually, about the camp performance, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but in your back and forth with James today, I noticed, was James said, they just won the Super Bowl, it doesn't matter, this is camp, it's just the Browns, who cares? And the point you made, and you made it to us yesterday, is that this is one of the things that they have to battle against is just sort of waltzing into this season with that super. There's a reason they call it Super Bowl hangover, and there's a reason why it is so difficult to repeat, is that it is hard to keep that same sort of edge and mentality after you've already done it. And I think that's a good point by you that, like, if we are thinking about it that way, you can't help but wonder if, even if that's not what they're saying, that's what they're feeling.
Yeah, and I think, too, like, as someone that's watched all the joint practices over the years, I've seen them not play well in the first day of a joint practice, right? Like, I've seen the other team come in and be like, you know what, we're going against the Eagles. This is a big test for us. Let's go out and do it. But what I've also seen is then on day two, normally the Eagles show up and go, all right, like, we're the better roster. Like, this is, you know, and they win the second day. That's what was surprising to me, is that after having a pretty sloppy day on offense on the first day, that they didn't come out the second day and look better. And so to the point that, you know, and look, I don't know if they weren't trying, whatever. To me, it looked like they just didn't practice well. I don't know if the effort was an issue. But one thing that is going to be an issue is all year, everybody's going to give them their best shot. And so when I'm standing there on the practice field for day two, and Cleveland is celebrating and dancing and, like, doing things after making big plays, it just stands out to me that the Browns gave the Eagles their best shot, and this is what they should expect every single week this season as a defending champion.
You know, I know there's only – we have the game tomorrow and then only a few days left officially of camp. The person who I would be pretty sure does not take himself for granted or the team for granted is Sirianni. And I think – I wonder if getting sort of whooped in practice for 2 days by the Browns makes Sirianni dig in on everybody and push everybody a little bit harder.
Yeah, there you
and go. If maybe the joint practice was a – it's one thing when you're just going up against each other, but when you're going up against another team, I wonder if it pushes him to push them and that hopefully the joint practice was a little bit of a wake-up call.
Yeah, now you're moving into my direction. There you go.
I'm saying I hope,
Does
not
that make
sure.
sense to you right there, Elliot?
Well, so you're saying in the team meeting he's going to put up there my little walking selfie saying they got dominated in practice.
Without, yes, you know, probably.
There's a little self-motivator there. No, but, I mean, that's the other, you know, point off of this is one thing they definitely pride themselves on is competing. Like, that is what you hear them talk about a lot, about how they find ways to be competitive in practice. Jalen has talked about how the players from Alabama and Georgia, they've helped add a competitive environment to practice. So the people that were at the open practice on Sunday, they had a scoreboard up there, defense versus offense. So people can kind of laugh if they want at the idea of winning or losing a joint practice. The bottom line is they find ways to compete in everything. So I agree with you. Like, if this is, I think, honestly, like, a good thing for Sirianni in a way. If he wants to use it as, hey, everybody outside is saying you got outplayed by the Browns, right? Like what are you going to do about it? Like, I do think there is a potential teaching point there.
This is why I haven't overreacted to it. Now, my antennas have been raised by it. I'm paying attention to your notes you're putting out there, your stats you're putting out there. I certainly see it. And so there is a little bit of a lackadaisical sense that I'm getting could be going on. And maybe this is a nice wake-up call. But a lot of it will have to depend on how Coach Sirianni responds to this. See, when you're coming off the perch of being the champion and everybody's patting you on your back, even in the back of your minds, you think there's a switch that you know you can reach for, and all of a sudden, you're going to play well. That doesn't work, but subconsciously, you believe that's what you can do. And so coaches like a Bill Belichick, like an Andy Reid, they have to find ways
to motivate
the players and knock you down a peg. That's why when they used to show those mic'd up inside the coaches' sort of situation, and Belichick is getting on Brady at practice and he's ripping him and telling him, that's why they won 6 titles. That's why they went to 10 Super Bowls, because Bill Belichick found a way every year to make everyone feel like you hadn't done anything yet. And that kept those guys angry. It kept them motivated and determined to win. So this is really on Coach Sirianni to sort of – this is where his coaching comes in.
Well, this is what he's supposed to do.
Yes.
Like, if you're not going to be a coordinator, if you're going to be the culture guy, if you're going to be the motivation guy, if that's it, this is a spot for him.
Yep.
You know?
And this is easy – for me, this is easy, what is it, easy food to sort of, I guess that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
It's an easy way for him to tear into his team when he needs to. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's an easy, it gives, to me, he has the motivation to do it now.
No, 100%. I agree with that. But I would also say that a lot of the reaction to, you know, a lot of the reporters saying that they did not play well in these two practices against the Browns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Has been, you know, okay, it's an effort thing. Practice doesn't count. Like, but there's also the other reality that maybe we need to start talking about, which is there were a lot of changes on this team. They do have a new offensive coordinator. They tell us ourselves the 2024 team is not alive anymore. It's a 2025 team. Like, maybe these are initial warning signs that we all want to ignore as, like, you know, oh, it's just effort and, like, they're humans. But it could also be that come week four, we're all sitting here and going, well, maybe the fact that no corner grabbed the job in training camp was a problem. Look, they're stopping the run, and this passing game wasn't great in training camp. So I think more than likely, I mean, we'll all make our season predictions soon, and they'll probably win 11 or 12 games. But I also think that to write off potential problems we're seeing as anything but, like, effort, you know, like, is also probably being a little bit naive to the fact that a lot of teams struggled to repeat as Super Bowl champions, and maybe we're seeing the beginning warning signs of what this team's problems are.
Well, and by the way, the other thing is, like, nobody was concerned about it until now, but it's not surprising that the cornerback spot, that nobody looks good.
Right.
It's not surprising that the two bargain bin guys they got on edge don't look great. It's not surprising that the second safety spot has been iffy. Like, none of all these things were there to see, and we all had our fingers crossed that they would work out.
Right.
But, like, now the offense thing is a different thing. But this thing, like, those things, to me, They shouldn't surprise anybody.
No, I agree.
And,
yeah.
And I'll also say, Spike, I saw you tweet this out today. ESPN put out a ranking. I don't know if you guys have talked about it yet, but a ranking of where all the positions are. All the positions are in the NFL. And they had the Eagles edge rushers, like a top, arguably, I don't know, three important position in the game at 31st.
They ranked all the position groups or whatever, and edge was 31 for the Eagles.
And that was eye opening because I've definitely been more on the side of Nolan has a ton of potential, Jalex has a ton of potential, Josh Uche is having a good training camp. Like I think all those things are true, but it's also I think when we get more in training camp, we're so focused in on the Eagles that you know to step out like they have one of the least proven edge rushing groups in the NFL, and that is. Definitely very different than how this team has normally won over the years.
Yeah, but they don't have one guy who has a full NFL season of being a really good edge rusher. Well, they don't have one guy.
Uche.
Well, okay, yes. Uche, yeah, and that's saying something.
Take it down.
Yeah.
But that's saying something, I think, you know. So A.J. Brown had the hamstring thing, then he practiced, and then he didn't practice again. And Sirianni was asked if he had a setback, and he didn't really say no. So do you have any thoughts on the A.J. Brown hamstring thing?
So I wouldn't read a ton into what Sirianni says at the podium when it comes to injuries. I think his clear objective is to give out as little information as possible. And sometimes I agree his answer could be perceived as maybe he did have a setback. But my read on it is, from seeing AJ out of practice, from seeing him run prior to practice a few times over the past few days, like I think he will definitely play week one against Dallas. I think the reason he didn't practice the past 2 days at all is probably more related to the fact that the way practice was structured is different when you're doing a joint practice. You're just not doing as much individual work as you are in a regular practice. So for me, the day to look at is Monday. They'll be back on the practice field Monday. There won't be a joint practice. It's, you know, one of the last days of training camp. So if he's not out there Monday, then I think maybe you worry there was a setback. But with the game still 20 days away and just seeing how upbeat he is at practice, I'm not worried at all that he won't play week one.
They didn't want him to have a setback.
Well, there's that.
That's
too.
Why you don't put him out there against Cleveland. It's a highly competitive environment. He can't necessarily dial it down. He's out there going against Denzel Ward and this guy and that guy. They don't want him to have any type of setback. He's progressing, I'm assuming. And like he said, once you get past this week, you can sort of kind of ease him back in there into a more controlled environment where he can take his time to build that that muscle tissue back up to where it needs to be.
Well, and with the hamstring.
So I'm okay with it. Because there's no way he would have not competed if he's out there in these joint practices against those guys.
I think the bigger concern with AJ and then just kind of in general is like a lot of guys have missed a good portion of camp. Zach Bond's barely practiced. Landon's going to end up missing a decent
amount about him.
Agreed. Zach Bond's still not doing 11-on-11. I think with AJ, it's just the fact that it's a muscle injury. You worry that this is something he goes out there week one and, you know, God forbid he re-aggravates it. Like it's just something that could linger. So, yeah. I think he'll be out there, but it's definitely something to monitor.
So two quick ones, Ellie, before we let you go. First one, on day one, and we addressed this a bit yesterday, but I got more confirmation. On day one of the joint practice, you said Jalen Hurts threw one interception. Tim McManus said he threw 1-11 on 11, 1-7 on 7, and 1-1 on 1. Your comments?
Yes. So he threw 1-1 on 1s, which, again, don't count for the stats. He threw 1 on the second throw of practice and 7-on-7s. And the
Wait
one
a minute. Why doesn't 1-on-1 count for the stats?
Because it never has in all my time doing this. Because it's 1-on-1. You're not. There's no defense. Come on. I mean, they complete 100.
So there's defense there. Yeah, that's defense. How an interception happens.
Yeah.
Right. So, anyway, they don't count.
You mean there's not a total defense? It's just a one-on-one
correct.
Drill.
Correct. There's no total defense yet.
Yeah.
And then, again, as I've told you, I thought the interception in 11-on-11 was subjective. Like, I thought it was subjective. I don't think the play was still going when he threw it, point blank. Like, I think he stopped, or at least the defense stopped. He had four defenders around him when he threw it. The wide receiver, in my recollection, stopped. Like, if I see a replay of it and that wide receiver was still going and he was like, I'll add it. But from watching it and all the tracking I've done, my feeling was that was not a true interception.
Hmm. And I think you'll have a good take on this, Elliot. I don't know if you heard, but Philadelphia is commissioning another Rocky statue to go in Terminal A of the Philadelphia airport. Your thought on our continuous obsession with Rocky and spending public funds on a Rocky statue?
I mean, it just seems silly to me. I don't know. Putting it in the airport, at least it's not going outside of, like, Reading Terminal Market. Or I mean, the airport is fine, whatever. It's like a touristy spot. But, yeah, I'm fine with it in the airport. I just don't need more Rocky statues all over the city in, like, meaningful places.
All right. Well, there he is. You know, Elliot, I respect you a great deal.
How about put up a Bernard Hopkins statue?
There you go. A real boxer.
B-Hop statue.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think of that, Elliot?
I'd be good with that. Or you know what? Maybe what about, I saw your tweet about how soccer fans aren't real fans. Maybe we could put like a Union statue up or something like that.
At the airport?
Yeah. Just when I mean, they are arguably the best team in the city right now. So
maybe of that little kid. Maybe of a statue of that little kid they have.
There will be one day. He went overseas and killed it. So I'm
okay.
Correct again
right.
About that.
There he is. Elliot Chirpash. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Comes out every single day. It is especially, it's great during the season. It's great during the off season, but during training camp, it is can't miss. So subscribe to the Go Birds pod. Thank you as always, Elliot.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys soon.
There he is, Elliot Chirpash.
You tweeted that soccer fans aren't real fans?
No. I said, what I said was, I don't have the exact verbiage, but I said, I cannot take anyone seriously who is specifically dedicated to a European soccer team who lives here in the United States.
Ah.
Like on the
that
the,
was a shot at Elliot.
Well, no, it was actually it was everybody who what's the team that has the Spurs? Is that Tottenham?
Or, Tottenham, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody was like, "Oh, there's such a Spurs thing to happen." And I'm like, "Will you stop it?
Just shut up."
Yeah, just shut up enough.
We live in America.
Yeah,
we
come
got enough
on.
Sports. Also, like, we don't need to go outsourcing your sports fandom is
there's almost
thirsty.
Too much sports in
yeah.
America.
Oh, Liverpool. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh, did you see what Barcelona did?
Oh,
I could care less.
The transfer.
Yeah.
Care.
And hey, look, if you really like soccer, you can watch it. That's fine. But being like a diehard fan
Saturday,
of one of those teams.
Saturday morning is 8 a.m.
Yep.
Tweeting about, oh, you want to go to the bar and watch some soccer?
Oh, it's worse than the wrestling people.
It's not worse than the WWE.
It is worse than wrestling, people. It is. All right. 215-592-9494. Get back into Castellanos. Talk about the Eagles if you'd like. Rocky if you'd like as well. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Fantasy football draft time is almost here. Book your draft party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Also, the Tornado Shapiro weekend forecast coming up next as well, if we can find them. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.